Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. This is the 11th channel and the last one of the series. To many of you, it seems like a few moments ago when you gathered in this very place and there was a message given. Time does that. But I want to talk about something that should be obvious to many. And it's fascinating. The fascination is the oneness that occurs around the globe in the definitions of spirit, in the creation stories, in the appreciation, in the definitions of God. I told you before that the prophecy of the ages has come from the ancients and the tribes all over the world, the ones that never knew one another. And the reason for this, dear ones, is what I will call a global spiritual intuition. If it is true that there is a God and the God resides in you and in the planet and the Creator knows you, there would have to be a sameness, something that you discover, something that anthropologists would see, something that spiritualists would study and look for. It's everywhere. In the ancient Tibetan numerology, they have identified numbers and meanings of the numbers. Isn't it interesting to you that so far away in Tibet, something that is not known to the indigenous here, the number 4 would have been identified as that belonging to the earth? And that number 4 is the one which is so common to these, which today you call the Navajo. Not just common, but sacred. It's part of their creation story, part of their dances, part of the lyrics, all of these things. Do you think it's a fluke or perhaps a coincidence that the Tibetans identified it, and it's exactly what we teach? The 11th channel, what an accident. The 11 is the first master number. It's illumination, the beauty of completion, you might even say, the double one. Dear ones, there is this connection everywhere. So why isn't it with you? And the answer is, it is with you. The awakening that your experiences show you are the ones you have discovered here and the ones I tell you about through channel. And the real awakening is that you're connected. You're not just connected with Gaia. You're connected with the truth. What is the truth of this day and the ones that preceded it? What can you say happened here? When you leave this place, I want you to remember these truths, but specifically, I want you to honor your intuition, for it's the same intuition that the ancients had in this very place that connected them with the planet. It's the same intuition of the medicine woman or the medicine man that helped them put together the plants, the berries, for the healing that would be accomplished. As I said before, they didn't have a trial and error laboratory. They were guided. That intuition belongs with you. and you carry it into the modern world in order to do the things you need to do to survive. What is the intuition telling you about what happens when you get home? Is it possible that you could carry home a compassion so that you leave worry where it belongs, in the dirt, perhaps? Let Gaia take it. That you would no longer be fearful of certain things because you have an intuition that guides you. It's the intuition that told the Tibetans about number four that is celebrated right here. It's the same intuition that gave the identical information about the precession of the equinoxes in the sky to everyone. Think about that for a moment. If it's good for them, it's going to be good for you. But that is the awakening, cognizing the fact that you have it also, that you're not apart from any of them. In fact, if you want to study what you call your Akashic record, perhaps this particular trip meant even something more for you than for others. Some of you will know of what I speak. If it's true, dear ones, that you are old souls, it means that you were the ancients. So the task is to reawaken what you've already experienced and what you know to be true and carry it in to the modern world. The places where you live, the places you go, what you do. You looked upon certain personalities in this place. And perhaps you saw the joy and the wisdom. Sometimes these tours are so exciting for many, for they meet those and they want to just take them home. Why don't you take home the personality within you, the love, the compassion, the wisdom that you see? It's yours to do so. Your intuition is the same as theirs. And dear one, as an ancient, that intuition should be the same. That's the invitation as we part. We've said it over and over, there is no goodbye. Don't you find it interesting that in most of your languages you have goodbye, but in the ancient languages you don't? Most of the indigenous stay away from the word goodbye. And instead, they have a greeting that means hello and goodbye together. And it's all over the planet. Maybe it's time that you collected one for yourself. Now, finally, you look upon one another and you know the truth. There will never be another group exactly like this one again. With the same personalities. And so that means it's a stamp, a template, that lives in your Akash right now. But all of you have the same identical one. So I ask the question, are you connected enough to feel that this never ends? This never ends. You can picture one another for the rest of your lives. Whether we're here or not, whether we passed on or not, the youngest of you will feel all of us for the rest of your life. That's the way it's supposed to be. And that's the way it is right here in the valley. For those who pass over are still here. And in some way and in some form, that is the respect that they have. Not just for the elders, but for the ones that the elders know passed over and are still in the valley. It's beautiful and elegant, isn't it? That is a light worker. Congratulations to those of you who made decisions in these days May you take them and have them permanent. That is the plan. That is the plan. And so it is.